Hi there, this is Pastor Christeline here from Calvary City Church, and welcome to our sermon podcast. We pray as you listen to the word today, it encourages you, inspires you, and launches you into the destiny that God has for you. May you always be found in good health, and may everything that your hand touches prosper. Enjoy the sermon.
Good morning, Calvary City Church. This morning, we are so glad that you can log on to your Facebook and the YouTube to follow this service. Now, just before I preach the message, I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are, can you just stand to your feet? Father, for a time such as this, as we embarked on the 21 days of fasting and prayer, Lord, we pray this pandemic over Malaysia and the nations of the world will come down. And also pray, dear Father, the economy of the nations will be healed. We pray for your protection over Calvary City Churches, over Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, as well as Transformation Alliance. We lift up the shield of faith as in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And verse 16, we lift up the shield of faith that the fiery darts of the enemy through this pestilence will not prosper towards the people. And also we pray for our loved ones will be protected until the day of their salvation where they can have your protection, dear Father. We commit the rest of the time into your hands. We thank you once again for your faithfulness. And we declare together your faithfulness is our victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said earlier, it is so good to see every one of you logging in the service, and I trust God that all is well with him. You know, yesterday, Pastor Betty preached from the theme, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 15, and her message was, here am I, send me, Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verse 8. So what I'll do, I'll take a break from the theme this morning, and I like to entitle this morning's message, Be Steadfast. Be Steadfast. My friends, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, in the last days, the Spirit of God expressly says that many will fall away from their faith, giving heed to deception and the doctrines of demon. And also Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, in the last days, stressful time will come. And that's why we're facing right now in Malaysia. We're facing a stressful time. It's like one after the other, one after the other. We do not only have a political instable government, but we also have this pandemic that's at the peak. And we're in a stressful time. We're trusting God that God will see us through. Now, Jesus said, this is one of the signs of his coming. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verse 7 said, He said, you will hear of earthquakes. He will hear of rumors of war. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. And there will be famine and pestilence. And Jesus also said in Matthew 24, verse 13, he who endures till the end will be saved. So therefore, what we need at this difficult time is the principle or the attitude or the discipline of steadfastness. We need to be steadfast. The Greek word for the steadfast is hupomone. Hupomone. Hupomone means to endure. Like what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, he said, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. That word press is to endure. Sometimes it can be long suffering. And I feel in my heart, that's what we need to do. Just endure for a moment until this pandemic is lifted up. And all this lockdown will be lifted up. And the Hebrew word for this word steadfast is aman. A-M-A-N. Aman. The word aman means faithful. Faithful. It's like Matthew, the 25th chapter, verse 23, where the master says to the servant, good and faithful servant, good and faithful. Therefore, to be steadfast means to endure and to remain faithful. Today, for a time such as this, I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. That's my message for this morning. Let's read this together. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved, therefore, Calvary City Churches, therefore, Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, therefore, Transformation Alliance Ministries, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The labor of your faith, the labor of your commitment, the labor of your dedication will not be in vain. Praise God. Be steadfast. Turn to your neighbor and say, be steadfast. You know, or be hupomone, or be aman, faithful, glory to God. Are you here with me? The purpose of this message this morning is this, the four things that we must do to remain steadfast during this time of pandemic. You know, the numbers keep going up. Our medical facilities cannot cope with the number of infection, the number of quarantine, and we're coming right to the end of all our facilities, and our government has got incompetent leaders who can't even handle the situations properly. That's the truth of the matter. This is not politics, but this is the truth of the matter. Look at the LRT accident, how the minister could make a joke when people are recovering in ICU. That's the kind of people that we have desperately. So therefore, the Church of God, for a time such as this, the pandemic, the economical upheaval, and the political instability, the Church of God, the people of God, Calvary City Church, we need to rise up. The four things that we need to do in order to remain in this attitude of steadfast without losing our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Number one. There are four, do not give up in this message. Okay? If you're discouraged, if you're disappointed and wondering why this is happening, we have been praying since March the 18th last year, every day at 7 o'clock except for Sunday. There are people just logging in, you know. Sometimes 100 old people, sometimes 70. But the people, 70 devices connected to us praying. Is not God answering the prayer? You know, friends, do not give up. The four do not give up. Number one, do not give up praying. Do not give up praying. This is the first thing that we need to do. Do not let weariness set in your prayer time. Do not allow the spirit of familiarity to set in. What do I mean? We're praying for the same things again and again. But I want you to know it is our responsibility to pray, and it is God's responsibility to answer this prayer. And how and when and where God answers the prayer is not our problem. God will surely answer our prayer. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7, for a time such as this, the scripture tells us this, the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be watchful and be serious concerning prayer. The word the end of all things means one season is going to end and another season is about to begin. And one time is about to end, another time is about to begin. And what ushers the time and the season of God? It's our prayer. It's our prayer. When the people of God become serious and begin to pray, and seriousness in prayer is your attitude. It's not so much physical. It's an attitude. When you become serious in your attitude of prayer, the prayer that you pray will be intensified. Therefore, I want to encourage you, Calvary City Churches. I want to encourage you, Pusat Kebajikan Calvary and Transformation Alliance. Please do not grow weary in your prayer. Please do not grow weary in your prayer. Remember, Jesus said in two occasions, Luke 18:1, Jesus said, men ought to pray and should not lose heart, should not lose their confidence, should not lose their strength. No matter what we pray, no matter how many times we pray, we should not give up. Praise God. And Jesus also said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7 and 8, ask, it will be given to you. Knock, and it'll be open. Seek, and you will find. And in verse 8, he said, he who asks, let him continue to ask. He who seeks, let him continue to seek. He who knocks, let him continue to knock, and it will be open to him. And I say prophetically, it's a matter of time that Malaysia and the nations of the world will be cleared of this COVID, because we have a God who heals the pandemic. We have a God who removes the pandemic. Therefore, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Every time there's a prayer movement. What do I mean by prayer movement? When two or three of us gather and begin to pray, as in Matthew, the 18th chapter was 18, 19, 20. Sorry, Matthew, the 19th chapter was 18, 19, 20. When two or three are gathered together to pray, there's a prayer movement. There's a prayer movement. Hallelujah. This is also seen in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. When there's a prayer movement, there is a great heaven movement. There's a movement in heaven. When there's a movement in heaven through the prayer movement of the earth, then God's will be done on the earth as it's in heaven. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. So therefore, please do not grow weary. Since the day we started the morning revival prayer, an average of 80 to 100 people log on and are praying with us. You know, there's a momentum of prayer. Let's keep praying. You know, keep praying. I've got more invitations to pray with people and speak on prayer like never before. So do not give up praying. Don't be weary. Father, I just pray for everyone who's watching. Lord, I pray there'll be a faith lift in each one of their hearts and they will begin to pray once again. Bring those prayers that has not been answered and give it a faith lift. Give it a zeal lift and they will begin to pray one more time and you will come through, dear Father. And number two, in order to be steadfast, the second do not give up is do not give up your hope. Do not give up your hope. Hallelujah. Hope is not meant to be given up. The Bible tells us in Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 12, rejoice in hope, because hope in God will not end up in hopelessness. Do not give up hope. In you putting your trust in God, rejoice in hope. The scripture tells us, patient in this tribulation and continuing steadfastly in prayer. Look at that scripture. Praise God. So don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. I've always said this. Delay is not denial. Your waiting time is God's working time. Are you here with me? Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 clearly tells us hope will not disappoint. Hope will not disappoint because of the love of God which has been shed abroad in each one of our hearts by the Holy Spirit. If the love of God doesn't fail, as in 1 Corinthians 13:8, hope in God will not fail because hope is the byproduct of the love that God has upon us. And this hope, as in Jeremiah 29 verse 11 and 12, is to give us a future. Hope and a future. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? If you're sitting here because your hope has been deferred, let me just quote Proverbs 13 and verse 12. If you look at the scripture, it tells us hope deferred makes the heart sick. Yes. You know, friends, but look at the next part. Hope still has hopefulness. The second part says, but when the desire comes, the hope, the desire that you delight in the Lord comes, it is a tree of life. Hallelujah. Therefore, the chances of your hope failing in the Lord is almost zero. Hallelujah. God is a God of hope. Isn't that wonderful? That's why Jesus said in John the 14th chapter, verse 6, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Nobody comes and does business with the Father except through me. Whether it's a business of prayer, whether it's a business of hope, it is Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Hope delayed is not hope denied. Hope delayed is not hope denied. Hold on. Hold on to your hope in Jesus. Hold on to your hope in prayer. Hold on to your hope in you believing the promises of God. Amen. Number three, in order to continue to be steadfast in the face of the current uncertainty, fear, anxiety, the famine of finance, the famine of job. And we need to, number two, do not give up the promises of God. Do not give up the promises of God. Hallelujah. We have thousands upon a thousand of promise for each one of us to live this Christian life effectively. Do not give up the promises of God. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19 through 20, talks about the nature or the character of the one who gave you the promises. And the scriptures are very clear. If you would read, it's appearing on the screen. It tells us, for God is not man that he should lie. God is not man that he should change. And God is not man that he has spoken, will he not do it good? God is not man that he would bless and take back the blessing. What God, 19 and 20, what God blesses will always remain blessed. Behold, I receive a command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot reverse it. Now, what God has blessed you, and you are not only highly favored, you are blessed. You are blessed. Even in this pandemic, I can assure you the promises of God, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, the promises of God in your life is still in Jesus, is yes and amen for the glory of God through you. Glory to God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. My friends, I'd like to encourage you to hold on to the promises of God. Seriously. You know, friends, this will not fail. The promises of God will not fail. No matter which part of the area of your life that you have claimed the promises of God, it's not about to fail. Because the Bible says so explicitly in Isaiah 55, verse 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And this is what it says. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. For my ways are not your ways. As high is heaven to the earth, so my ways are higher than your and yours, and my thought higher than your thought. And it goes on to say, look at the scripture. Okay, for as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and does not return there back, but waters the earth and causes it to bud, bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And then he equates this. He equates this. Isaiah equates this to the promises of God. So shall my promise, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish. Look at this. It will accomplish. It will finish. It will do, accomplish what I please, the will of God, and prosper in the things for which I have sent. The promises of God are set not only to accomplish the good things of God in our life, the plan of God, the will of God, but also bring us to the progressive will of God, that through the promises of God, that we will be led from faith to faith, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from victory to victory, and from freedom to freedom. And you can trust the promises of God. He who promised does not lie. He who promised does not change. He who promised will not withdraw the promise. As in Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19 and 20. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to be bold at this time to claim the promises of God and stand on the promises of God. God doesn't need a conducive environment for miracle. This pandemic is the best atmosphere for your miracle. In hopelessness, God reveals hope. In failure, God reveals victory. In pandemic, God reveals healing and miracles. Glory to God. Finally, how can I be steadfast in the face of all that's happening? The church is locked down and I'm online. I can't even go for a prayer meeting. My fellowship has been limited. What am I supposed to do? I can't visit my family who's in outstation. My family is in Singapore. Some of you are going through a traumatic experience, and we feel sad for you. We sympathize with you. Our eyes are filled with tears and our hearts are filled with burden. But nevertheless, no matter what happens, don't lose your steadfastness. Finally, number four, what is the fourth? Do not give up. Do not give up your witness or your testimony. Do not give up your witness or your testimony. Just because it looks like our prayers have not had a breakthrough, the numbers keep going up, the people are dying. It's like every 42 people in Malaysia, one person is sure to be a COVID patient. That's the statistics right now. Maybe it has even gone down. I'm not sure. But in the midst of all this, don't lose your testimony. Don't lose your witness. What do I mean? You know, Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, no matter what happens, we are a powerful testimony. We're still a powerful testimony. The pandemic, the epidemic cannot corrupt the power of God that has been placed upon us through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you will receive power. You will receive the dunamis power. You will receive the exousia power. You will receive the Christos power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall become my witness, my witness, my witness throughout Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. And then Jesus said again in John the 4th chapter verse 34. He said, do not say, yet 4 more months, then comes harvest. Sorry, verse 34, he said, John the 4th chapter, verse 34. And Jesus said, my will is to do the will of the Father who sent me and finish it, finish it, finish it. And he went on to say it in verse 35, do not say, yet 4 more months, then come harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at that field, for they are already ready for harvest. The pandemic did not stop the harvest from being harvested. Are you here with me? So therefore, man and woman in this uncertain time, you know, are looking for some certainty. And Jesus is the only person who can bring that certainty. So don't stop sharing the gospel. Don't stop sharing your testimonies. Don't stop being a witness. My friends, on Sunday morning, I receive a message. Someone said, Pastor, could I call you from KK? I said, sure. Can I call you in the evening? Give me a time. I said, call me at about 5 o'clock. And the person called me and said, Pastor, I'm with my husband. Can I video call you because we want you to minister to us? Someone gave us your number. And then we went on a video call. And I asked her, what do you want me to pray? The husband is still a Taoist, and she wanted me to pray for her. And I asked her what she wants to be prayed for. And friends, online ministry is not a weak ministry. You know, as soon as I started ministering to this lady, she started really manifesting on the other side. She started screaming and vomiting, and the next couple of minutes, I had to take her through deliverance in the name of Jesus, number one. And number two, she had a shorter leg, one of a heel, the space between the heel and the phalanges, the leg, the curve is not in proportion. One is a bit lower, the other one is a bit higher. Okay, one is low. And I told her, lay your hands and begin to pray. And friends, God just did a miracle. And both ministered to both the husband and wife. And then after which she sends me a message and says, I've never gone through such a powerful deliverance. I am from a mainline church. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. You see, the harvest, to make the long story short, the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is ready. Do not give up your testimony. Do not give up your witness. In being steadfast, number one, don't give up praying. Number two, don't give up your hope. Number three, do not give up the promises of God. Number four, do not give up your testimony. As you minister to others, the Lord will minister to you. Praise God. In conclusion, this is my prayer. In this troubled time, this is my prayer that you and I will rise up like eagles with wing. Father, I just pray right now for everyone who's watching this message. As in Isaiah 40:31, you said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. During this time, Lord, the righteous will not grow weary. Lord, the righteous will not grow weary. The righteous will not falter. That we will stand and become a testimony. We will stand and be faithful to you, dear Father. And I pray for the nations of the world, as in Habakkuk 2:14, as the water would cover the sea, as the water would cover every part of the sea. Likewise, let the renewed glory of God just cover the face of the earth, dear Father, in healing, in restoration. Thank you, Lord. Minister to every one of us. If someone who has lost their strength or their energy to pray, Lord, restore in the name of Jesus. Even in a short while, we would serve communion, Lord, we pray this communion will bring healing and restoration to family. And I declare prophetically, Calvary City Churches, TA and PKK, arise and shine. For your light has come. Even though darkness is covering the earth, deep darkness over the people, but the Lord has a reason over Calvary City Churches, Transformation Alliance, and Pusat Kebajikan Calvary. And we want to recognize your rising up in glory and honor over your people, dear Father. Lord, bless your people as we prepare to take communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, those at home, leaders at home, could you just prepare your communion and let's take communion together. If you are ready and you've already served the communion, could you please hold the cup and the bread in your hands? Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood. We thank you for the bread that signifies your broken body. Today, as I institute this communion, I pray for encouragement. I pray for new strength. I pray for new confidence. I pray for new faith to arise in the people of God, that we will not be depressed or discouraged over what's happening to the nation, over the nations of the world. We thank you. Bless this communion. Let it be an honor to you and a blessing to each one of us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say it. Amen. Holding the bread in your hands, the night when Jesus was betrayed, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we read from verses 23 onwards, right up to 31, that night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and he gave to the disciples and he said, "This bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body." And Jesus said, "As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." And the Bible tells us in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. As a family, let's eat this bread together right now. Like manner, then Jesus took the cup. And he gave to the disciples and he said, "This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made through my blood. The covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of grace, the covenant of new strength." And Jesus said, "As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until my second coming." And the Bible clearly tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. As a family, let's drink this cup together right now. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let hope arise. I declare prophetically over each one of them, Lord, that we will not lose our strength in prayer. Lord, we will not lose our expectation in hope. We will not lose our belief in the promises of God. And we will not lose our light in shining to be a witness, dear Father. And I pray for everyone who's watching, whoever that is sick, I minister healing right now. By the stripes of Jesus, I declare them to be healed. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that are praying for a breakthrough, I declare your breakthrough is now. You are highly blessed. You are wonderfully favored. You are deeply loved. And I release the fire of the Holy Spirit upon each one of us. We will rise up for a time such as this. We'll rise up to pray. We'll rise up to trust you, dear Father. We thank you. We commit all of us into your hands. Thank you for your love upon each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to remind you today, if you have not registered for your vaccine, please go ahead and register. Don't delay. And if you have got a prayer need, please log on to our healing room after the service. If you are visiting us for the first time, we are also asking you to log on to our visitors lounge after this service. And today at 7 o'clock, there will also be a couple coming and leading us in prayer as usual. We encourage you to join us. Let's pray out and pray through this pandemic. God bless you, and your better days are definitely ahead of you. With this, the service is over.
Thank you for tuning in to today's sermon. We trust that you have been blessed. For more sermons like these, do log on to our church website at www.calvary.com.my. Have an amazing week ahead, and may the abundance of the Lord fill you this week.